Lima's home for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
And the new home for the Cleveland Browns.
WWSR.
Lima! ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi, golf's oldest.
The $1,500 tax credit for installing selected models, it makes Rheem a great value this summer.
No reason for people to sweat.
Everything is...
Yeah, and you can text the show 419-669-6326 or email the show at sportstalkwithcoza at wcoil.com. Gabe from Coldwater. The Cavaliers are going to be very average in the East next year. There is no player on the current roster that the team can count on to carry them in the fourth quarter. Now there's a profit. There's a profit, everybody. Gabe from Coldwater. If you want to predict next year, let me give you Gabe's number. All right? Gabe is a prophet. All right, let's switch gears. We're at Lima Land, so that's a nice transition for us. But let's bring in a young man that used to be in Lima, now out in Rockford, Illinois. His publication, The Senior Reports, focuses on high school sports. He's got a latest on Lima Senior and the possibility of maybe the Spartans finding a conference up in Toledo. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Schmidt on the Superior Federal Credit Union Hotline. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Vince, how are you doing? You're in Lima Land. That's my old hangout for a couple of years. Did some TV there a couple times.
You've done everything.
I'm kind of like you.
Yeah, exactly. So the good news is not official yet, but it certainly seems that all indications point to Lima Senior getting in a new league.
Yeah, the wheels are in motion tonight. Oregon Clay, they're going to their school board tonight, and they're going to ask to withdraw from the Toledo City League. And in their agenda tonight, it said the reason they're doing that is to join a new conference, and it includes Findlay and Lima in the wording. And right now it looks really good. The only problem they're having right now is there's a couple of the parochial schools that haven't signed on yet. One of them is St. Francis, and the other one is Central Catholic. But from all my sources I've talked to, including other media, ADs, it looks like Lima Senior is going to find a home. And I got to give them a lot of credit. Both them and Findlay must have been very, very well liked after they were turned down last year to be in the Toledo City League to be considered for this. So I think it's a great move for them. And it looks like it's going to happen. It will start tonight. And I think on the 20th is when the other ADs will get together. And an invitation will go out to both Findlay and Lima Senior to join.
Why the holdup for Toledo St. Francis and Toledo Central Catholic to not opt out of that league?
Well, the reason I'm finding out is that St. Francis, the father that's ahead of theirs, Father O is what they all call him there, they use a lot of facilities that belong to the Toledo Public Schools. They don't have a lot of their own facilities, from what I've been told. And so they've had a long relationship with the Toledo Public Schools. And, you know, you got to feel sorry for the Toledo Public Schools, Vince. They're going through what nobody wants to go through. They're cutting their middle school sports. They're cutting their freshman sports. They cut some varsity sports, including cross country. So I think he's just trying to be loyal and hang in there. And he wanted to have a 14-team super conference where everybody would be in there. But, you know, when you include the Toledo Public Schools, this is not a problem that's just going to end this year. I think they're going to have more problems. I mean, they're closing Libby this year, so that's one school already gone. They could have it where they close some more schools because there's a lot of that happening around the country. Fort Wayne, Indiana closed a school recently. Anderson, Indiana closed a school. Lorain closed a school. And a lot of the big cities are facing that issue. So what these schools are doing are just trying to make a great future for their athletes. And I think the nice part is that Lima Senior and Findlay are both going to benefit from this, so it's really a good move. And you got to give all the people, both staff at Findlay and Lima Senior, a lot of credit for hanging in there, being the good guys, not mouthing off when they didn't get in the last time, and it works out really good for them.
Sports Talk with Coza, live with Dave Schmidt. The Senior Reports is the publication, and the possibility that Lima Senior is indeed going to be in a conference in the near future. You mentioned Toledo St. Francis and the reasons why they have balked so far or not made it official. What about Toledo Central Catholic? What do you know about them?
All I know is that they're being loyal to Toledo St. Francis, and I think Bill Axe is up there. I think he's got some St. Mary's roots, so he's a kind of a local guy that's been around a little while. And I think it was just one of those things where they're just trying to be, you know, good friends. I don't think they want to be nasty to the Toledo Public Schools, and because they're going to end up being a 6-team city league with no freshman sports and no middle school sports. And you've got to know, Vince, that's going to be hard. And a lot of the kids that are athletes are going to end up at the parochial schools in Toledo. So there's some already, you know, issues right there with that. So it's just one of those deals. But from what I heard, If they do not sign on, they will go on without those schools. And one source even told me, Vince, that they would look and ask for another school to apply. So it's not going to hold them up at all. But I just think they're just trying to be good guys to the Toledo Public Schools. And with so many changes going on in athletic conferences, I mean, from the Big Ten to the Toledo City League, I mean, anything's possible. It could still happen. But I'd say right now, if I was going to Vegas, I'd be betting on Lima Senior and Finley having a conference next week at this time.
So. Which is good news, not for next season, but the season after. And I believe the Toledo Public Schools just hired a new school superintendent. Is that right?
Yes, they did. I think that the other guy dropped out at the last moment, so they were down to one candidate. You know, you got to feel sorry for them, Vince. I mean, they had a $39 million deficit.
Wow.
In that school system.
Yeah.
And you know how things are. And, you know, there's talk about the Chrysler plant. I live near Belvedere, Illinois, that has a Chrysler plant, and that plant got good news from Chrysler. I heard Toledo's kind of sketchy on what they're going to do with that. So you're looking at a lot of revenue that's not coming in on the tax side. So the Toledo Public Schools, and you got to feel really sorry for those kids. I even know of one of the city schools that wanted to apply to the new conference, but the administration of the Toledo Public Schools wouldn't let them do that because that wouldn't look good. And it's kind of a sad deal for everybody.
Well, the other big news that you reported earlier this month, the Northwest Central Conference loses a member as far as football goes. Marion Catholic has dropped football.
Yeah, you know, that's really sad. That's a good friend of ours, Fran Ball. I remember watching his girls' basketball teams, Adelpha St. John's, hammer a lot of good Western Buckeye League and MAC schools, and it just got down to numbers. And when you get down to numbers, they have shrinking enrollment. You can't do much. But how would you, Vince, like to be an AD right now and say, wow, I got to fill a game in the middle of the season, a football game, you know, to get scheduling? And there's a lot of that going on right now around the state, even in Illinois where I live at, Indiana, people trying to fill dates. So it doesn't look good. And, you know, that's one of those things where when I talk to conferences, Vince, a lot of times they say to me, well, everything's going great. We're not worried. That's the first sign that you better start worrying and plan ahead, because now they're going to have to make some changes. And you just hate to see that happen, because there's some kids that want to play football. They're not going to be able to play football now, Vince.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so I'm a senior. And Finley should know sometime next week is what you're saying, July 20th? Hello, Dave.
Yes, and we'll also send out an invitation at that time. Here's a funny, it's not only what's funny, but Fremont, who was accepted by the Toledo City League, you know, was waiting for that second year to end. They may never get a play in the Toledo City League. They may just hop right into the new conference and never even play in the Toledo City League after being accepted, which is kind of weird.
Yeah. All right, buddy. So, hey. Thanks for the update. We appreciate it.
Hey, real quick one. You got time for a quick one?
Yes, Mike? We do.
I also do college stuff. This past week in D2, Malone and Walsh and Ursuline all got accepted into NCAA D2 membership.
Uh-huh.
So you got to look at Northwestern Ohio. Our friend Chris Adams made a great decision to move out of the American Mideast Conference, because all that's left is Mount Vernon, Wilberforce, in Pennsylvania, New York school. So Northwestern Ohio made a great move, because that conference is done. Mount Vernon Nazarene is probably going to go to another NAIA conference. So hats off to Chris Adams and his crew for making that switch.
UNOH moving to the WAC, and better because of it. Dave, we appreciate it. The Senior Reports, Dave Schmidt, everybody. Thanks, Dave.
Hey, have a great day, Vince.
Appreciate it. Good stuff from Dave Schmidt, who does a fantastic job with the Senior Reports and keeps us updated all the time. And it looks like Lima Senior and Finley very close to getting into a new league, which is fantastic news. The competition level will be very stiff, but I always say you play teams to get better, and they will get better, referring to Lima Senior. 227-9393, 1-888-894-ESPN. You can text the show 419-669-6326 or email the show at sportstalkwithkoza@wcoil.com. The stands are starting to fill out here at Lima Land Motor Sports Park. Open forum is next. We'll also do our Ask the Doc feature. It's all straight ahead. Presented by Jerry Lewis, McDonald's Restaurants. I'm loving it, and a 49-cent cone would go really well right now. Let me tell you, we're at 0655 on Sports Radio, 93.1 The Fan.
Wabach, push the sports button.
Sports Radio, 93.1 The Fan.
Great meal deal at McDonald's. Choose from a $3 double cheeseburger or McChicken meal, a $4 Big Mac meal, or step up to a $5 Angus or 10-piece McNugget meal. There's always a great meal at a great deal at McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Hello, everyone. Today's debate topic, McDonald's dollar menu. Gary, we'll start with you.
Thank you. My colleague suggests the McChicken sandwich is the best item on the McDonald's dollar menu. I vehemently disagree. Nothing compares to the French fries.
You, sir, are incorrect. McChicken is crispy. It is delicious.
Can I finish?
Gentlemen, please, you bring shame on your cause. Besides, we all know the hot fudge sundae is the best.
Now more than ever, McDonald's dollar menu. Eight great tastes, each for only a dollar. Like the classic McChicken or the new meaty, melty McDouble sandwich. At participating McDonald's.
Satisfy your sweet tooth this summer at McDonald's. Add an ice cream cone to your meal for just 49 cents. Or try a small McFlurry or sundae for just a dollar each. Sweet summer dessert treats at McDonald's. I'm loving it.
By day, Joe Payne welds government vehicles at General Dynamics Land Systems Division in Lima. By night, he is a welding instructor for Apollo's adult welding program. Joe is also an Apollo graduate. He takes great pride in working for GD and in preparing Apollo's students for an exciting career in welding, one of the bright spots in our current economy. Apollo is now an accredited test site facility by the American Welding Society, only one of four in the state of Ohio. When a student has AWS certification, it proves they have the welding knowledge business and industry require.
I would choose Apollo because of the accredited test facility that we operate now, the highly trained and skilled instructors, the small class sizes, and the